Okay, today's daf is Moed Katan, daf Gimel. Second daf in Maseches Moed Katan. We are on Beis, Amid Beis. Yesterday we had a Haschala. We started talking about the Halachas of Chala Moed, which this Masechta is about. And we spoke about the first of the five Heterim. We started talking about the first of the five Heterim of Chala Moed, and that is Davar Ha'avid, when one is allowed to be involved in a certain activity, even though it should be Asur on Chala Moed, but it will be allowed if there is financial loss that would result. And we said the Mishnah holds only a financial loss, not a loss of profit, right? That was one issue. And number two, we saw that there was a limitation, even if we want to say that Davar Abed is Mutter, not if it violates Tircha Yaseira. So both of those Chidushim came out of the Mishnah, and we went into, on the bottom of Amud Aleph, going over Tamid Beis, who is the Shita that our Mishnah represents, and we ended up saying that it is Rabbi Hudashita, based on the Tosefta in the first parak. Then we went into on Amud Beis other areas of halacha. As we pointed out, it is the Gemara segues from area to area in halacha without being machalik between them in terms of Chala Moed and Shvius and Shabbos and Kilayim. That's already four of them that we had in this Masechta. And we will see if the Gemara, the Rishonim, for sure, are machalik fundamentally, as we'll see, Be'ez Hashem today, but the Gemara doesn't really focus on chilukim between them. The Gemara just goes from one to the other. But now we get back to the Mishnah, about 12 lines up from the bottom, Tznan. The Gemara now is about to analyze the second part of the first phrase of the Mishnah. So Tznan, Mashkin Beis Hashlachin B'moedu B'Shvius. As the Mishnah started off by saying, the one is allowed to water and take care of a Beis HaShloch in an irrigated field, which is less tircha on Chala Moed, and in Shemitah. So Bishlama Moed Mishum Tircha, who fine, on Chala Moed I understand, the issue is tircha. Ubamakam Seyda Shara Rabbanan, and when there's a Hefzid, the Rabbanan allowed a certain level of tircha, even though it's not a major level of tircha. That's why Beis HaBaal is not allowed. El Shvius, but in Shemitah, Bein Laman Da'amar Mishum Zoreya, Bein Laman Da'amar Mishum Choresh, Zeriya V'Charisha B'Shvius B'Shari. I don't understand. How could it be the Mishnah that you can water your field during Shemitah? What, are there Chilukim? Are there Heterim? Where we have the five Heterim on Chala Moed. We don't find those five Heterim in Shemitah. Right? So why should it be Mutter? Why did the Mishnah say that it is Mutter? That's the Gemara's question, getting us into basics of Shemitah. Right? Obviously, there are more limitations. Right? There's less that is usur when it comes to Shemitah than it comes to Chala Moed. Chala Moed has to do with a lot of different malachas, and Shemitah only has to do with Avodas HaKarka, which we'll see soon, but still, within the Avodas HaKarka, ask the Gemara, why should there be any Heterim? Charisha and Zaria are Aser. So answers the Gemara, two answers discussed by the Achronim, Abaya and Rava. Answer number one is Abaya. Amar Abaya, Shvius Bizman Hazeh, the Rebbe. We're talking about Shvius Bizman Hazeh, which is only Durabanan, according to Rebbe. For Rebbe, he, Ditanya, as Rebbe says, Rebbe Omer, Vizdeh Dvar HaShemitah, Shamot. Right, the Pasuk says, in Re'eh, this is what Shemitah is about, Shamot, that's talking about Shemitah, that's Ksafim. But because you have the word Shemitah and Shamot next to each other, B'shnei Shemitah is HaKasim Adaber. So we connect the two different elements of Shemitah. Shemitah is Ksafim, letting loans be abolished and not collecting a loan. And also Shemitah is Karka. Acha Shemitah is Karka, Acha Shemitah is Ksafim. And we compare the two. And we say, B'zman Sh'adam Mishami Karka, Atam Mishami Ksafim, when there is Shmita's karka, then there is Shmita's ksafim. Ubizman sh'yata mishami karka, and if there is no Shmita's karka de oraisa, yata mishami ksafim, the Shmita's ksafim does not apply on a d'oraisa level either. But what is clear from Rebbe Shita, that there will be a time that Shmita won't be d'oraisa. Because he says, when Shmita is d'oraisa for karka, is d'oraisa for ksafim, and not, when it's not for karka, it's not for ksafim. But clearly he holds, as Rashi points out, second to last line in Rashi, what we call Rashi, Michlal de'ikazman de'lomash de'lo mishamit karka. There is a time when karka would not be mida oraisa, the halachas relevant. Ve'ezezeh bizman hazeh. This is Rebbe's famous shita, that Shemitah bizman hazeh is derabanan. Why is Shemitah bizman hazeh derabanan? Why would it be? Two points to point out. Number one is to analyze Rebbe's shita, and number two to point out what we paskin. Number one, what is the basis? Well, according to Rebbe, why is Shemitah not the Raisa Bezman Hazeh? So that's based on a Gemara in Arachin and Daf Lamed Beis, where the Gemara says, regarding Yovel, Yovel is only da'oraisa when kol yoshveh aleha, when all of its, B'nai Yisrael's inhabitants are in it, are in Eretz Yisrael. And if we don't have that, then Yovel is not da'oraisa. So since we don't have kol yoshveh aleha bizman hazeh, and therefore there is no Yovel da'oraisa, so the assumption is that there is also no Shemitah da'oraisa. Yovel and Shemitah are connected, and that's the Gemara on Daf Lamed Beis, Amed Beis in Arachin, since a long time already, from the time that Reuven, Gad, and Chati Sheva Menashe were already exiled, Mishagalu Shevet Reuven, Shevet Gad, and Chati Sheva Menashe, Batlu Yovos, already then, many years ago. Batlu Yovos, Shneemar, Krasem, Dror, Ba'aras, Lechol Yoshveha, Bizman, Shekol Yoshveha, Aleha, Velo Bizman, Shegalu Mixasan, and not when some went into Galus. Yachol, Hayu, Aleha, Vehemu, Raven, Shevet Binyam, continues, but that's the limud. What's called kol yoshveh aleha, no yovel, and therefore there is no shemitah. What does it mean kol yoshveh? What, every Jew has to be in Eretz Yisrael for yovel to be daraisa? So we assume not kol yoshveh aleha literally. The Ramban writes where this sugya comes up in Gittin, it means rov yoshveh aleha, the majority. As long as the majority is there, that would be okay. What does the majority mean? Well, the majority means like 51% of the Jewish people. Says Tosfos in Meseches Gittin, where this comes up, it means some of every Shevet. That's what Kol Yoshveh Aleha means. Says Tosfos, this is the Tosfos that goes over on to Lamed Vav Mabeis in Gittin. Delo Chazru Aseres HaShvatim Shegalu V'lo Hayu B'Galus Bavel Ela Beis Shvatim Ukshalu B'Vayisheni Lo Hayu Kol Yoshveh Aleha. That's it. You need some from every Shevet. As long as you had some from every Shevet in their proper place in Eretz Yisrael, so that's when it's considered kol yoshveh aleha, some from every Shevet. There is a radical formulation. I don't know if it's literal. If you look in the Piskei Tosfos in the back of Meseches Arachin, the Piskei Tosfos that discusses the Halacha L'maisa Maskanis of Tosfos, says the Piskei Tosfos in Os Ayin Zayin in Arachin, Ein Bate Arechoma Ela Bizman Shayovel Noheg. When is that? When is Yovel Noheg? Kishayesh Echad Oshnayim Mikol Shevet Havikol Yoshveh Aleha. One or two from every Shevet. That's good enough for Kol Yoshveh Aleha. Unbelievable. Right, at least the Bali Tosfos say some from every Shevet. The Piskei Tosfos has the formulation of even one or two from every Shevet. But either way, that is point number one regarding Shemitah Bizman Hazeh Drabanan according to Rabbi, because there is no Yovel Bizman Hazeh. There is an important Reb Chaim, just to mention, that we're not going to go into now. Reb Chaim notes that there is another concept that the Rambam says regarding Shemitah Bizman Hazeh. He doesn't use the phrase of Kol Yoshveh Aleha. He uses the phrase of Bias Kolchem. Bias Kolchem. All of them coming, bias kolchem, to Eretz Yisrael. And Reb Chaim is machalik where the Gemara uses the concept of kol yoshveh aleha, or rov yoshveh aleha, and bias kolchem. And that is nafkamina, halacha l'maisa. We know, Beis Hashem, very soon, in a couple of years, whatever the sociologists say, when there will be a majority of Jews going into Eretz Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael, because people make an aliyah, and the assimilation factor in the various galios make there be less Jews, rachman al-Islan. So at some point soon, there will be majority of Jews in Eretz Yisrael. So the question is, does that make Shemitah Daraisa? So some Achronim say yes. That would make Shemitah Daraisa, and that would be crucial for, as we know, step one in the whole discussion of Heter Mechira, of being able to sell property in Eretz Yisrael to a non-Jew, and of the many different sugyas that come up, step one is assuming Shemitah Bezman Hazeh Darabanan. That's the first step. If we can't get past that step, if Shemitah Bezman Hazeh Daraisa, then it cannot... Heta Mechira cannot exist. And that's why Rova Poskim assume it's Drabanan. But the question is it going to change? And then nobody would be able to rely on the Heta Mechira, so that is a discussion. So some Achronim say it's going to change. Reb Chaim says no. Reb Chaim says, no, it has to do with the original Hakdasha. Bias Kochem. Did everybody, when Bayis Sheni was built, most of Am Yisrael did not come. So at that moment, because it wasn't, they didn't come originally, so then until Bayis Shlishi, it's not going to be Daraisa. Because he's mechalik between the concept of Bias, it's not just a mitzias of having the majority of Jews, of Kol Yoshveh Aleha, but it's Bias Kochem. It's at the time of the Bia, of going into Eretz Yisrael, that's the crucial That is the crucial moment. So that is all within Revi. So I just alluded, halacha l'maisa, what do we paskin? Rov Rishonim is soon like the Shita of Revi. that the Shemitah Bezman Hazeh is Derabanan, including the Rambam. The pashtus of the Rambam is that Shemitah Bezman Hazeh is Derabanan. The Rambam says in Ilchus Yovel, Shemitah V'Yovel in Perek Yud, the Rambam says, Perek Yud, Halacha, Tess, Ubizman, and according to the R. Gerson, the Frankel Rambams, it's clear. The Kesef Mishnah, we'll read the Rambam in a second, the Kesef Mishnah goes like the old Gerus of the Rambam in the Rambam that we had for hundreds of years, where it's possible to push in a reading that he holds as Daraisa. But really, it's the Pashas is Darabanan then anyway. But in the Frankel Rambam, it's for sure, it's Mefurish that it's Darabanan. Ubizman she'ena yovel noeg, ein noeg evet ivri, velo bati arechoma, velo ste achuza, velo ste charamim, ve'im akalon gertoshav, v'noheges shvias ba'aretz, mi divrehem. There it is. That word midivrehem doesn't exist in the old one, but in ours, the new one. But Eves Shvius Baris midivrehem. V'chein Hashmadas Ksafim b'chol mako midivrehem. In the old one, it only had midivrehem after the second phrase, and therefore it says the Kesef Mishnah, maybe he's only going on Shvitas Ksafim and not going on Shvius. But either way, the Pashas is that the Rambam also holds that it is that is Drabana. But again, that is step number one regarding any discussion of Heter Mechira. One has to get over the hurdle of Shemitah Bizman Hazeh being Drabana, which everybody agrees to. Both Rav Kook and the Chazon Ish. But both hold that Shemitah Bizman Hazeh is Drabana. Any issues with Heter Mechira has to do with other issues and not having to do with Shemitah Bizman Hazeh being Drabana. Either way, this is all number one. This is all Abaya to answer how it is that we are allowed to do certain types of work in a case of Davar Ha'avid during Shemitah, right? Maskin Mashkin Beis Hashlachin B'moed U'B'Shvius. Why is it Mutter during Shemitah? Because it's Drabanan. Once the Isser is Drabanan, then already you have wiggle room and flexibility in terms of what is allowed. That is number one. Number two, second to last line. Rava Amar Afilu Tema Rabanan. Even according to the Rabanan, who would hold Shemitah B'Zman Hazeh Daraisa. Even according to the Rabanan. Avos asar rachmana, toldos lo asar rachmana. Only avos are asar d'oraisa and not toldos. Meaning, unlike Shabbos, where we know toldos and avos are both d'oraisa. What's the difference between an avid and a tolda? Grand Baba Kamadav Beis. The difference is Hilchos Karbanos. That's it. A tolda is d'oraisa also. A tolda is a chiyuv skilo also. But when it comes to Shemitah, not true. Avos are d'oraisa. Toldos are derabanan, meaning only something that is written in the Torah. There are four isurim regarding Shemitah written in the Torah. Four. Zriya, Zemira, Betzira, and Ketzira. Only four. Everything else, we'll get to one other one, possibly included. But everything else is a tolda and it's derabanan. And that's why Mashkin, it doesn't say in the Torah anywhere, you're not allowed to water your field on during Shemitah, so we assume that is Durabanan, watering. So watering is Durabanan, so once it's only Durabanan, again, there is flexibility. So both Abaye and Rava knock down the Isser of Shemitah being discussed in the Mishnah to Durabanan. The question is, how do they do that? Do they say because it's Shemitah Bizman Hazeh, or do they say because all toldos in Shemitah are Durabanan? So let's continue now. Dichsiv. What does the pasuk say? Ubashana hashviyis shabas shabason yiyela aretz sadachalos izra v'charmachalos izmor. Zeria, actual planting, putting seeds in the ground, that's daraisa. Zemira, pruning, that's daraisa. There's a machlokes in the Rishonim. What about nitiya, noteya? Zeria is usually putting a seed in the ground. What about putting a sapling in the ground, a little tree, new? So is that daraisa? Is that also zeria? Or not. That's a discussion in the Rishonim, not for now. But for Gomer, let's continue. Let the Limud. Michti, Zmira bichlal Zeria, Ubitzira bichlal Ketzira. Really, pruning is a type of Zeria, meaning it also promotes the growth of the plant. Ubitzira bichlal Ketzira. And Bitzira is harvesting, just like Ketzira is harvesting. Lamai hilchasa kasvinu rachmana. So why does the Torah go out of its way to mention all four of these specifically? Just mention two, because two of them are included. Lameimra, to teach me to Ahani toldos mechayiv, achranaisa lo mechayiv. On those two toldos that are listed in the Torah, mechayiv, achranaisa lo mechayiv. Other Rishonim don't have the girsa of ahani toldos. They just say ahani mechayiv, achranaisa lo mechayiv. The Ritva says ahani toldos you're chayiv because they're really like avos. However you formulate it, which is interesting for lumdus purposes, but lamaisa only these four are daraisa. All other actions are. All other actions are derabanan. And note, there are differences, as we know, between this and Hilchos Shabbos. The Egle Tal points out in Zoreya that for Shabbos, there are many more Isurei D'oraisa. Why? Because Shabbos, says the Egli Tal in Zorea Simen Aleph, Shabbos is about Melechas Machsheves. Shabbos is about, was my Machsheva fulfilled? And therefore, any type of causing growth to the earth is in my Machsheva. So watering the earth and Noteya and Zorea and Zemira, any of those, all of those are helping the ground. And therefore, it's included in Melechas Machsheves. Shvius, I need a Maisa. The focus is the Maisa, says the Egli Tal. And therefore, if you don't have a Maisa, the Maisa Zeria, you don't focus on, oh, is it helping in the long run? You don't focus on the result, the Melechas Machsheves. But you focus on the Maisa. And because the Maisa is not being fulfilled by these other four, according to what the Torah dictates, so then it is going to be Durabanan. We could put this Egli Tal on the list. We know whenever Melechas Machsheves comes up, we like to mention that 80% of the time, Melechas Machsheves ends up being a kula for Hilchas Shabbos. Because you need Melechas Machsheves, thought out, expert, artisan work, based on the Pasuk in Vayakel. Melechas Machsheves, and the uncle is there. Melechas Umanvan, right, it has to be thought out, artisan work. So most of the time it ends up being a kula for Hilchas Shabbos. Meaning that's the reason for Malachas Yerim Sricha Lagufa and Misasek and Mekalkel and Shinui and Grumma and many and Shnaim Shasa Uhu. Right, according to many of them, according to many Rishonim, all of those principles come from Lechad Machshavas. But there are a few times, there's one place in the Gemara, in Maseches Baba Kama, that Melechas Machsheves is a chumra. Remember that Gemara in Baba Kama that talks about using the wind. When it's koach acher me'urav bo, in other areas of halacha, it could be a kula. But for the malacha of winnowing, though we say that you're a chayiv, because this is the derech of winnowing, of zoreh, with a hay, in Melechas Shabbos. Either way, that is an important chiluk, the Egli Tal. Again, the roots of that Egli Tal are in the Rishonim, ready to be mechalik between Shabbos, which has many more d'oraisas than Shemitah, which only has the four that are d'oraisa. So we have a pasuk to say only these and not others. There's another interesting discussion that the Rav Yashiv points out here in the Haros. It's based on the Rishonim in the beginning of Baba Kama, and that is the Gemara in Shabbos has limudim to include toldos. To include toldos. Heina, mehena, right, to include toldos. The Rishonim there ask, one second, would I naturally include other actions that are not listed in the Torah? We can think of many areas in the Torah that list off certain actions. So would I naturally include that were it not for a pasuk? The Torah has to go out of its way by Hilchas Shabbos to include toldos, as if to say that naturally I wouldn't include toldos, like for Nezek, or for, the Minchas Chinuch talks about to be motzi, the Karban Pesach, or any Karban, to do Hotzah. What if I throw a piece of a Karban out, which is a tolda in Hilchas Shabbos? So is that a tolda for Hilchas Yotzei, to being motzi a Karban Pesach, michutzah, from its makom? So the question is, are toldos natural or not? If you look at the Shidim Kubetzes in Baba Kama, on Daf Beis, the Mari Katz there has a line, and he says, Tamalari, Maishna de Tolda de Shabbos Yalfina Lamikrai. Why by Shabbos you have to learn Toldos from Sukkim in the 12th Parak and Parakabona? Darshinan Haina Avos Mehena Toldos. The Toldos de Nezikin, Lo Yalfina Mikrai Lamisvara. But if you look at the beginning of Baba Kama, you don't need a separate pasuk for all of those lists of Nezikin. The 4 and the 24, right? All the ones that are listed in the first Parak. You don't need a makar for all of those. You include a Misvara. So why by Shabbos you need a makar? Vinira Lamari Katz, says the Shidim Kubet, says, Ilav Kra Havi Mima'atin on Toldos. Specifically by Shabbos, you need to include them. Why? Mida Nismacham Parshas Shabbos L'malachas HaMishkan. Ki Hechi D'mima'atin on Shar Malachas Olavi Chashivi. Says the Shita, no, by Shabbos you need an inclusion because you would have excluded them because of the Mishkan. In other words, there's like four steps here. Step number one, naturally. Should Toldos be included in any given area of halacha? Yes. Yes, they should be naturally included. And that's why by Nezek you don't need a separate pasuk. But by Shabbos you would have excluded them because of the limitation of Dumya de Mishkan. That's why I need a pasuk to include them, even though you have a Dumya de Mishkan exclusion, you include it based on the pasuk. But what is the fundamental yesod of that Ma'ari Katz that you would include Toldos naturally? So that's why it fits in very nicely by our discussion of Shemitah. You need the Torah to go out of its way to specifically list the ones that you're going to be chayav on. and any others, you wouldn't be chayiv on. And again, as I mentioned, the Minchas Chinuch, classic Minchas Chinuch topic, what about other areas of halacha? What about taking out? He talks about this in Mitzvah Tezvav, Os Yud Gimel. If you want to look it up, Tezvav Yud Gimel, in the mitzvah of the Isser, of taking the Karban Pesach Achutza. You know, not only take the Karban Pesach Achutza. That is why, right, the Ber Yosef points out, after the Seder, the minhag is to open the door, not just for Eliyahu HaNavi. The Mishnah describes they used to go on the roofs. The Gemara says, Paka Igra, they used to go on the roofs to sing Hallel after they ate the Karban Pesach for the Afikomen. So why did they do that? Because it could be, says the Ber Yosef, because up until that point, they weren't allowed to go outside. They had to keep the door closed. They had to make sure nobody carried any piece of the Karban Pesach out. So right after that, you open the door, then you go outside, we finish the Karban Pesach, we're not eating anymore, now we're just singing, and all of the Jews in the old city of Yerushalayim, and in all of Yerushalayim, are sitting and singing Hallel on the roof. But the Isra of Hotzah, so what about the Toldos of Hotzah? Or, another example he gives, Nachal Esan, the Pasuk says that, but Egla Arufa has to be brought in a Sada that was never worked. Lo Yizareah. So, does that include all the Toldos of Zeruah? What if you watered the field, and you didn't plant in the field? Does that already passel it to be a Nachal Esan? Again, all these fascinating questions that are dealt with by the Minchas Chinuch, but all having to do with the relationship of Avos and Toldos. Right here, you have it by Shemitah. Okay, so what do we do so far? We had 2 days with Machlokas Abaye and Rava. Why are there Heterim for Shemitah in the Mishnah? Because it's only Durabanan. Either because Shemitah Bizman Hazeh is Durabanan, or because these Malachos in Shemitah are Durabanan, because only the ones that are explicitly listed in the Torah are Doraisa. Well, Beth Hashem, have to get back to Harisha. Harisha is the only one that might also be included Doraisa. We will, Beth Hashem, have to get back to that. But we continue now, sixth line. Vilo, is this really true? All these others are Durabanan? V'yatanya. But then we learn in Ebraisa, Sadecha lo Sizra, Vecharmecha lo Sizmor, Ein li Ela, that's the Pasuk by Shemitah, Ein li Ela Ziru of a Zimor. So I only know planting, seeding, or Zimor, pruning. Binayin l'nichush, ule Eder, ule Kisuach. How do I know to include Nichush, weeding, Eder, hoeing? These are all very Halacha L'maisa. But I'm coming up in a couple of weeks, when Shemitah, Shnasa Shemitah. So how do you know all these are also Asur Tamalomer, Sadecha lo Karmacha lo. Rashi says, the diak is, by the fact that the Torah says, the noun first, the object first. Sadecha lo sizra. Instead of saying lo sizra karmacha, or lo sizra sadecha, why doesn't it say lo sizra karmacha? Why does it say karmacha lo sizmar? So we darshin as if you put a comma in the, after the second word. Sadecha lo, karmacha lo. Meaning, lo kol malacha shebesadecha, you're not allowed to do any malacha in your field, lo kol malacha shebekarmecha. You can't do any malacha in your vineyard. So you see, more than the two in the Torah are included. And what else? Minayin she'ein makarsamin ve'ein mezardin. Also different types of removing heavy leaves to help the rest of the tree grow better. Ve'ein mefaskin be'ilon, and not to be mefasei. What's a mefasei? Supporting a tree. Putting a support, a tree that is being weighed down too much, just putting a support under it. That's also helping the tree. That's also during Shemitah. Tamalomer, sadcha lo, karmecha lo. Lo kol malacha shebesadecha, v'lo kol malacha shebekarmecha. So you see, there's a lot more included. Continuing, Vayter in the Brisa. Minayin shein mezablin. How do I know I'm not allowed to put fertilizer at the tree roots? Vein mefarkin, and I can't remove rocks and stones from that's detrimental to the tree. Vein ma'avkin. It's a machlokis. What exactly was ma'avkin? See on the side, the Aruch says mesirin ha'avak me'alehen, removing dust. Removing dust is the issa that we're talking about. Others say it's just the opposite. Putting dust, covering their roots with earth. Vein ma'ashnin be'ilan, or smoking out from under the tree so all the bugs will fall away. So tamalomer sadcha lo karmecha lo. These are also included. Kol malacha shebesadecha lo, v'chol malacha shebekarmecha lo. So all of those are asur. Are there any heterim? Continues the Gemara. So you might think you're not allowed to hoe at all under the olives, and you're not allowed to hoe at all under the vines. Villa, and what do you mean? We just said upstairs that Idur, 10 lines up above, we just said that Idur is Asur. So Rashi says, well, it depends what type of eider we are talking about. We're talking about eider that is just fixing something that fell, or doing new eider. Okay, either way, there is some type of eider that's asr, some that's mutter. Finishing the line. And you might think you can't fill up under the tree with some water, or make grooved ridges around gefanim. Tamalomar sadcha lo sizra. Zuriya bechlal haisa. I knew zuriya, it was already included. Valama yatsasa. Lahakisha leha. Loma lecha to teach me. Ma zuriya miuchedes avoda shevesada vshevakarim. Just like zuriya is a significant avoda. It's an avoda that is in the sada and in the karim. That's how some Rishonim understand that line. That's how we'll read it. Avkoshi avoda shevesada vshevakarim. So too, only significant. Very significant types of malachas. And Chazal tell us what's significant and what's not significant. But either way, question mark. So how can we say there's only two, meaning four, only four actions that are asr, daraisa, derek shmita, and everything else is mutter, daraisa? We have this the whole braisa. We have limudim. So the Gemara answers, mi derabanan, vikra aslachta bi'alma, all them are derabanan. This whole braisa is derabanan. So these are all derabanan, yisurim, derek shmita. There are a couple of others that are mentioned in the Mishnayis and Shviyas that are not mentioned here, but these are all derabanan. So again, the maskana of Rava holds only four that are Daraisa, Zariya, Zemira, Betzira, and Kitzira. Only those four actions. Continuing, five more lines, where we get to a major Yisod, maybe the biggest Yisod in Shas Bavli about Isurei Darabanan of Shemitah. Right, is right here. Right, we don't have Bavli on Shvias. We only have Yerushalmi. So there are a couple of Gemaras here and there that talk about Shemitah. But right here is the major line. The Kishkush B'Shvias Mishari. That towards the end of the previous brisa, we just said, you're allowed to be makashkesh, tachas hazesim, you're allowed to hoe. Is that really true? Vaksiv, we have a brisa that says it's asur. Vashviyas tishbetenu natashta. Tishmetena, you have to leave and let your land lie fallow. Tishmetena mila kashkesh, unatashta mila sakel. You have to leave it. You can't hoe and you can't remove the rocks. Right? So you see it's asur. The Tosa Rush here says, it means the rocks that are touching the earth. If you have a couple of layers of rocks, removing the upper layer, that doesn't do anything to the ground. That's mutter. But if you have the rocks that are next to the ground. So, answers the Gemara, Amar Avukva Barchama, here it is, Tre Kishkushe Hafi. There are two types of hoeing. If something is Aser Doraisa, there's nothing to talk about. It's Aser. But once something is in the world of Durabanans, which we said all of these are asmachlis in the world of Durabanans, so then the following chiluk exists. Chad avruye ilane, v'chad stume pile. In one case, you are strengthening the tree, and in one case, you are closing up the cracks. Meaning, if you're strengthening and adding something to the present reality, that's usher during Shemitah. Even the Isurei Darabanan, that's the Isurei Darabanan, are us, if it's an Avruye Ilane case. Stume Pile means preventing damage, preventing the Shemitah loss being suffered, so that is okay. You can't do Daraisas for that. But Darabanans you're allowed to use as long as it's considered Stume Pile. Avruye Ilan Aser, Stume Pile Shari. This is the chiluk that is made within the world of Durabanans. What is Avruye Ilani? What is Stume Pili? There is a major machlokas, achronim. The roots are already in the Rishonim. But achronim, this is a machlokas between the Chazonish and Rav Kook. When it means that if there's going to be a loss, so then you're allowed to do this at Durabanan. Does that mean a loss to the tree? That there's going to be irreparable damage to the tree? That for sure is allowed. That's what the Gemara is talking about. Or is it even if there's not going to be any damage to the tree. Let's say the tree could survive without this action, but there'd be damage to the fruit. And the fruit won't grow properly. Is that even good enough? So Rav Kook is machmir. He says it has to be damaged to the tree and not just to the fruit. And the Chazanish is meiko. It's amazing. If you look throughout in Yoni Shemitah, in general, right? It's famous. The Rav Kook, Chazanish Machlokas, about Heta Mechira, that's the famous one. That Rav Kook was supportive of the Heta Mechira in certain circumstances. And the Chazanish was against it for various, reasons. Rav Kook is the meiko and the Chazanish is the machmir. But really, in every, kim'at every other area of Hilcha Shemitah, Rav Kook is the Machmir, and the Chazanish is the Mekel. The Chazanish bent over backwards in many areas of Shemitah to try to be Mekel, to help out the farmers. He went to the farm to try to figure out how to be Mekel, not relying on the Hetta Mechira, because he did not believe that was a valid method. It could be Lishitaso, Rav Kook worked so hard in order to be able to have a valid Hetta Mechira, because you know, there was no other way, because he was Machmir in many other areas of Inyani Shemitah. That Ha'aria is, that Lishitaso is suggested by Rav Rimon in his Sefer on Shemitah. But either way, that's an important machlokas. What does it mean? Stume pili, prevention of damage that is added to the tree, which for sure is mutter, or does it even mean to the fruit? And Rav Rimon, it says, the Minhag Olam, Bekuah Shemitah Zman, it says, Drabanan, Lechara, one can be Mako, even if it's just damage to the fruit. The other issue related to this line is a fundamental machlokas in the Rishonim. Machlokas Rashi and the Ritva, right here. Why is it that if there's going to be a loss to the tree or fruit, why is it mutter? It's asa d'rabanan. So we know what is a general, like many yisurei d'rabanan, b'makam zeh lo gazru, b'makam hefsid, b'makam tsar, b'makam whatever it is. So is that what this means here? That's what Rashi says it means. Rashi says, because it's going to cause a loss, it's makam seitas, like hefsid. It's asur bat, you're allowed to do it. That's Rashi's lashon here. Shari, what does Rashi say? De'ithme mishum seida. So if you just have the Rashi, so that we don't think so much of it. But when we have the Ritva to contrast to the Rashi, then Rashi becomes exciting. Rashi, the Ritva says right here, you know why it's mutter? Because when it's preventative, when it's preventing damage, that's not Meleches Shvius, that's Usser. The Rabbanan, again, we're talking about on a Rabbanan level, the Rabbanan, paralleling the Din D'Oraisa, but the Rabbanan only Usser, what is causing positive growth. But if it's not causing positive growth, it's preventative. It's not that, oh, it's really usher, but makam seder, we're going to say it's mutter. No, it's not called malacha in that regard. Says the Ritva, pirish, stume pile usher, pirish, she'eno elo lo'ukme ba'alma. It's just to keep it established. Shelo yikarnes ha'shemesh ben abakayim, v'lo chashiva avoda. It's not called avodas karka. Machlokas, Rashi Ritva. Rashi says it is avodas karka, but it's mutter anyway because it's malkam hefsid. The Ritva says no. Fundamentally, it's not called avoda. Avol yesh kishkus lachazeka ilan. But if you have a type of kishkus hoeing to strengthen the tree, ulashbicho chashiva avoda va'aser, and that will be aser. L'may nafkamina, my nafkamina. So achronim pick up on a couple of nafkaminas between Rashi and the Ritva. Number one, what happens if it's preserving? Stume pili, let's say, ukme, not avruye, but it's not going to cause a financial loss. It's preventative, but it's not going to cause the loss. According to Rashi, it's going to be usser. According to Ritva, it's going to be mutter, because it's not called avoda. Or, machlokes, again, achronim, could a person, let's say a person is very busy before Shemitah, and he only has a certain amount of gardening work that he'll have time for, could he push off gardening work that only involves Yisurei D'Rabbanan to do during Shemitah if it'll just be preventative type of work? So according to Rashi, no. Why? Because it's still usur. We'll allow you to do it because it has fit. But you can't be mechavein melachto l'shvius. That's really inappropriate. According to the Ritva, why not? According to the Ritva, it's like hutra. It's not called avoda. If it's not called avoda, it'll be mutter. Right? All these, a number of others. What about towards the end of Shemitah? You know, could you do types of preservation activities? But again, all of this is very important, halakha l'maisa, in terms of that. There is actually just one other hosafa from Rav Shlomo Zalman that I wanted to mention, and that is getting back to the machlokas, the Chazonish and Rav Kook in terms of peiros. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman in Ma'adane Aretz, in the beginning of Simin Zayin, he says, the fruit, what does the Chazonish claim? He's making to say, even if the fruit are going to be damaged, but aren't the fruit hefker? So what? You're going to try to prevent the damage of the fruit, but it's not yours! So why should it be good? Why should that be a good enough of a reason to allow you to save the fruit? Right? Because they're going to be damaged. It's not your fruit. It's hefker. There's a machlokas. Is it hefker automatically? Is it that you have to be mafkerit? Another machlokas. But answer Shlomo Zalman, why should you be able to save the fruit? It's not your fruit. The tree is yours. But the fruit aren't yours. Right? Peiros Kedushas Haaretz. Says of Shlomo Zalman, the hefker of Shemitah is not like general hefker. Regular hefker is a mafker, something that belongs to nobody, until somebody gets it. When it comes to Shemitah, no, peiros Shemitah are hefker to all B'nai Yisrael, not to nobody. All Klal Yisrael are now shutfim in this. So I'm one of them. It's not mine. It's not mine more than anybody else's. But I'm allowed to go take my fruit from my field as long as I don't do it in a business type of way. I'm allowed to pick fruit, and it's even a mitzvah d'oraisa according to the Ramban to eat peiros shmita. But says Rav Shlomo Zalman in his mammoth work on shmita in Madani Aretz that everybody's a shutif, so it's next of a heftet to all of Klal Yisrael, and therefore one would be allowed to do this as well, to do it in this case, even though you might say the peiros are heftet. Okay, again, there's a lot more to talk about in Shmita, you know, in terms of just if they're hefker, you know, are you allowed to just walk into your friend's field? Generally not, but we will continue for now. Where are we? Right in the middle of the Amud. Itmar, just under halfway. Hachoresh b'shvias. As we said, there's one more item that we have to get to regarding Shmita, and that's Harisha plowing. Plowing, is it mefurish? It says, the Harisha v'katsir tishbos. Is that referring to Shabbos? Is that referring to Shemitah? That's a machlokas tanoim. So let's see what the Gemara says. Itmar achorish b'shviyis, Reb Yochanan, Reb Elazar. Machlokas, chad amar loke, v'chad amar eino loke. Machlokas, whether you get malchus for Shemitah, for doing harisha during Shemitah, or not. So what is this machlokas about? Lema b'derebi avin amar rebi ilaka miflagi. Maybe the machlokas is about Rebbe Avin shita. To amar rebi avin amar rebi ilaka. Kol makom shene'emar klal ba'asei. Uprat belos asei. We know the principle of klal uprat. But what if the klal is an asei and the prat is a los asei? Like here. Right? You have tishbos. And then, right, the Ovashana Shvi Yisrasha Bason Yela Aretz, and then afterwards you have Pratim, Satchalos Isra, Kamachalos Ismar. So how do you understand that Klalu Prat? So Rav Avin says, Ain Donin Osoba Klalu Pratu Klal. That's not called Klalu Pratu Klal. Klalu Pratu Klal is where we include anything similar. Klalu Pratu Klal, so you include everything that's similar to the Prat. If it's just Klalu Prat, we say only included is the Prat. So, Rav Avin says, our case, you should not learn it as a klal uprat uklal, meaning you learn it as a klal uprat. So, man da amar loke, the one who says you do get malchus, and harisha is included, because harisha is not mefurish in the Torah. So, if you want to say harisha is included, less later Rabbi Avin amar Rabbi Law. It must be that the person who says you get malchus does not hold like Rabbi Avin amar Rabbi Law, meaning he would say it is treated like a klal uprat uklal, so you include everything that's similar to the ones that are listed. Umanta amar eino loke isle de Rabbi Avin, and the one who says you don't get malchus holds like Rabbi Avin that it's not a klal uprat uklal, it's only a klal uprat, so it's very specific to the actions that are listed in the Torah. So is that what this machlokas is about, whether you get malchus for harisha or not? So the Gemara answers lo to kuliyama lesle de Rabbi Avin amar Rabbi Law. Nobody holds like him, possibly. Meaning, you could argue and say this can be treated like a klal uprat uklal. Man da amar loke shapir, according to the one who says you get malchus, fine, right? Because it's treated like a klal uprat uklal. Man da amar eino loke, according to the one who says you don't get malchus, amar lecha will tell you because there's a specific limud here excluding harisha and any other activity. And now we have the same brisa to the bottom of the amud that we had up above. Amar lecha, michdi zemira bechlal zriyo betzira bechlal kasira. L'may hilchzo kasvin rachman ala meymar. Why does the Torah write them? If we would have included number 2 and 4. L'meymar to teach me. Tahani told us who the mechayev atod achrina lo mechayev. You're not chayev on others. V'lo, and therefore, period, let's just stop there and relate it. And that's the shita that says you don't get malchus because it's excluded. The extra two are said to exclude all other actions. Before we talk about Harisha, let's just read the rest of the Braisa. Vilo, is this really true? You don't include anything else? Vatanya, Sadukal Sitram, Khamakal Sismar, Ainli Ela Ziru of Azimur. I only know to include Ziru of Azimur, Minayan Le Idur, Ula Kishkush, Ula Kisuach. How do I know that also those activities are included? Tamalomar Sadukalo, Karmakalo, Loko Malacha Sheba Sadecha, Loko Malacha Sheba Karmecha. Ominayan Shane Makarsimin, Main Mazar, Dimim Mafaskin, Beilon. How do you know all of these, taking off the branches and supporting the tree? Tamalom arsadcha lo, karmecha lo, kol malacha shebesadecha lo, kol malacha shebekarmecha lo. They're all included. Minayin shei mezabon vein mefarkin vein ma'ashin be'ilan. How do you know no fertilizing or removing the rocks? There is a question, halacha lemaisa. What if can I remove rocks just to beautify the garden? I'm not doing it to help out the earth. Am I allowed to do it to beautify the garden? That's a serious shaila. So if it's clear that you're doing it to beautify the garden, so pashas is mutter, if that's your kavana, right? What isn't it a psikresha? So that's itself a topic of a separate shiur. Psikresha bishmita. What happens if I have an air conditioning in my house that drips onto the grass in my backyard? Do I have to worry about that during Shemitah? Again, psik reisha during Shemitah. Rav Asher Weiss has a tshuva where he says it's one can be mekel. Anyway, back to our, just hopefully we'll have some Shemitah shiurim and some daf be'iyun shiurim this year. Ve'yamashtim be'ilon tamalo marsadach lo karmecha lo. Kamalach Hashem besadech lo, v'kamalach Hashem karmecha lo. All of these are included. Yochel lo yikashkish tachas azesim, lo ya'ad tachas akfanim, lo yimali nekoam mayim, lo yasag ugoyos, ugios likfanim. Same as what we had up above. You might say that all of these are usher too. Tamalomar, Sadhalo Sizra, Ziria Bakhlal Hai Savalama Yatsal Hakeshaleha, Loma Lakhamazrium, Yukhadis Avoda Shabasad of Shabakarim, Avkoshi Avoda, Shabisad of Shabakarim, question mark. So it's the whole price again to teach me that isn't aren't other things, other actions included also in the Daraisa? Answer Midurabanan, the cross machta bialma. That was all brought just to relate to the Shita that holds that you don't get Malkus for Harisha. So it's a machlokas of Yochan and Rabalazar. Whether one gets Malkus for plowing during Shemitah. What do we paskin? This is the only one that also might be included. Besides the four of Zeria, Zemira, Betzira, and Kitzira, the only other one that might be included is Harisha. Lamaisa, we say that Harisha does not get Malkus. Does not get Malkus. But the Rambam does not just say a davar pasha, you don't get Malkus. The Rambam formulates Harisha as close to the Daraisa. Beginning of Hilchos Shemitah, says the Rambam, Eino loke min haTorah, ela al hazaria o al hazemira, ve al hakatzira o al habatzira. So that's clear. Those four, only Malkus. Echad, ve'echad kerem, ve'echad shari lanos, doesn't matter whether it's a vineyard or other trees. And then he says, next halacha, v'zemira bechlal zaria, u'betzira bechlal katzira, v'loma pirtana kasuv, quoting our Gemara, lomar lacha, al shtei toldos elu bilvaru shachayiv. The Rambam calls those toldos. Maybe the Rambam feels that a tolda has to be daraisa. That's why he includes those a toldos, and everything else is not even a tolda. V'yal shar ha-toldos, this is other toldos, sheva avodes ha-aretz, im shar ha-avos. That's a key phrase. What in the world does the Rambam mean by that phrase? Shalon is parshu binyan ze eino loka alein. The Rambam says, why did it say these four? Because only on these four do you get malchus. But for all other toldos, along with the other avos, you're not going to get Malkus. Avomakan oso Malkus Martus. What are the other avos? What other avos are there? Ketzad. And then the Rambam, the very next halacha, talks about Choresh and says for Choresh you get Malkus Martus. So that is why various achronim, but already in the Rishonim, the Ritva says right here, the Ritva says all agree that Choresh is also Daraisa. Everybody agrees. The Machlokas is whether you get Malkus or not. But the Ritva says, Kule Alma, that it is Daraisa, and maybe that's what the Rambam means by Im Shar HaAvos. The problem is, Im Shar HaAvos is plural, not Im Shar Av. And how much ink would, if this was the only Av, the only other Av Harisha, why didn't he just say it? Why didn't he just say it? Unless it's a halachic phrase, that's a different type of Av, that's a secondary Av. It's a Shar Av, right? It is not one of the fundamental Avos that are listed in the Mishnah. But either way, that is a very important formulation that the Rambam has in terms that the Rambam has and the Ritva has that it is all Daraisa. The Ritva says, Midaraisa. Filamanda Rechorish Bishvias Enoloka Moda that it is Daraisa. He says that on Dav Beis Amid Beis. Okay, a lot more we could talk about in Harisha. Just one other point. If Harisha is Aser, where is it included in? So the assumption is that it's included in the Asay. The Asay of Shabbat Shabbason Yelaretz, right? The Klau. Says the Menachas Chinuch, amazing suggestion. He says, we know that women are pturos from mitzvahs aseh shahazman grama. Unless there's a limud in the Torah for it. Los aseis are included in all of them. But aseis, they're pater from zman gramas. Are women included in the mitzvahs aseh of Shemitah? So there are los aseis. Fine. What about Harisha? Harisha is included in the assay and not the los assay. So maybe women should be pturos, at least daraisa, from plowing the field on Shemitah. That's the Menachas Chinuch suggestion. Unless you say like the Ritva. What Ritva? He loves this Ritva. He mentions it at least three times. The Ritva in Kiddushin. The question that is asked by the Rishonim in Kiddushin. Why does the Gemara have to have a limud to teach me that a woman does not have to, is exempt from maling, giving a bris milah to her son? It says man grama. Milah is only on day 8, or milah is only by yom, however you say it. So let's say he's only by Yom. So why do you need a pasuk? So all the Rishonim have amazing creative suggestions why it is that the Gemara requires a pasuk. Says the Ritva, because the Petur of Zman Grama only applies to mitzvah shebegufo. A mitzvah you have to do, that only applies to you, yourself. Tefillin and lulav and shofar, all the Zman Grama and sukkah. But something that has to do with something or somebody else, there's no Petur of Zman Grama. Like Mila has to do with a kid. That's why you need a separate pasuk to say they're pater. Suggest them in Chaslinus, maybe that's why here they'd be chayiv. Because it doesn't have to do with the person, it has to do with the land. V'shafsa ha'aretz Shabbos Lashem, says the Minchas Chinuch. So just like the Ritva says it by Mila, the Minchas Chinuch says maybe you say the same thing by Shvisa ha'aretz, why women would be obligated. That's in Mitzvah Kuf Yud Beis. If you want to look it up. Okay, we continue. Kiyasa Rav Dimi, Tabavam Beis. When Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Yoch Omar, he said this follows. Yocha Yoki, he said a very unclear phrase, and we have to figure out what he meant by it. Yocha Yoke ala Tosefes, you might think that you are loke on the Tosefes. You might think you get Malkus for Tosefes. We don't know what that means yet. V'nasiv la Talmud leftura, but you would have thought you get Malkus, but Kamash Milan, you're putter. V'lo yadana my Talmud, my Tosefes, and we have no idea what Rav Dimi was talking about. What was the Talmud? What was the Havamina to say Chayiv, and what was the Maskana to say Pater? The Chazon Ish says in Kuf Lamed Hay that the following is Rav Dimi's continued suggestion. Now, I'm not sure which of the following two suggestions are correct. This isn't the Gemara talking, because after all, Rav Yochanan was older than Rav Dimi. He was Rav Dimi's Rebbe, right? So it must be Rav Dimi still talking. I'm not sure what was meant from the Shmua. Number one suggestion, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Charisha. Charisha, that's what it means by Tosefes, the added on action. You might think you get Malkus for Charisha. To ask your Michlal Uprido Klal, because it's included. No, and then we say the Maskana Pater, to Im Kain, Kalhani Prati Lamali. As we said on the bottom of Amud Aleph. Right, all of the pratim, why are they listed? It must be to exclude Harisha, at least from Malkus. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no. Tosefes means in other areas of Halacha. Yamim shehosifu chachamim lefnei Rosh Hashanah. The days before Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah. V'achi kamar, the first Mishnah in Shemitah. V'achi kamar, in Shvius. Yochanan yokal tosefes Rosh Hashanah, you might think that you get Malkus for doing Malacha. In the Tosefes Rosh Hashanah, in the month before the Asya, mi bachar shuba katsir tishpos, because we learn it from a pasuk. We learn Tosefes even from a pasuk. You might think you get Malkus from that, v'nasav l'talmud l'ftura k'debeinan l'meimer l'kamon. But as we'll see, that you don't get Malkus from that. You don't get Malkus from that. So it's not referring to Harisha, it's referring to Tosefes. So my yamim shelifnei Rosh Hashanah. What's the source for that? Where do you see the concept of Tosefes Rosh Hashanah? Kidetan, the first mission Shvius. On Masai Harshim Besada Ilan Arashvius. How long? When do you have to stop plowing a field of trees before Shemitah, Beishami Omrim, Kazman Shiyafalapri? As long as your plowing could be good for the fruit of the sixth year, you could do it. But if it's for the seventh year, you can't. We'll be still Omrim Adatzeres until Shavuos. The Kfar and Dever Elu, Lees Dever Elu. It's about the same time. V'yad Masai Harshin Steha Lav on Ereshvius. And how long can you plow a field of grain? Mishatech La'alacha. As long as it's still moist. But afterwards, no good. The Chosman Shebene Adam Chorshim Lita Mikshozu Mitlos, as long as people are still planting the squash and the gourds for the sixth year. Reb Shimon Omer, Imke Ninna Tori Shia, Lekal Echad Ve'echad Biyado. Everybody, different people plant things at different times. When everybody has their own shear, Ella, Reb Shimon says, no, you gotta give a time frame. Bestia Lava, not a Pesach, Bestia Ila, not Hatzeres. Either way, this is all from the first Mishnah. This is the concept of Tosefes Shemitah. All areas of Kedusha expand. Shabbos expands, and Yom Tif expands, and Yom Kippur expands, and Shemitah expands. V'yamar Abshimit, and that's what you would have had a Havamina that you get Malkus for that. Kamash Malan, you don't get Malkus for Tosefes. V'yamar Abshimit Pazi, Amar Abshimit Levi, Mishim Bar Kapara. Why haven't we heard of this? Rabbi Gamliel Beis Dino Nimnos Neaprakim Alalu Bitlum. Rabbi Gamliel and his Bezdin knocked out Tosefes. Not that Tosefes Shemitah, there is no longer a Tosefes, the concept of Tosefes Shemitah, which we'll talk about more soon, but there's no longer. There are limitations. As we know, this past week, Tu Ba'av was the last time to plant new fruit trees. Why? So that's not based on this idea of Tosefes. It's based on the Gemara that we had back in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, that there's a concept of not having something collate, something take root in the Shemitah year regarding connecting it to Hilchus Arla. And that's why it takes about, we pass in 2 weeks for something to be mashrish itself, so to take roots. That's why you need 2 weeks plus a month to be considered a year. So 44 days before Shemitah, which was Tu B'Av already that just passed, so that is when the fruit trees have to be stopped being planted. Other malachas can be done, but it's based on a halacha relating it to Arla, relating it to a klita, taking root during Shemitah, or the Rambam says maybe it's a Maris Ayin issue, but it's not the fundamental din of Tosefa Shvius. That doesn't apply anymore. That Rabbi Gamliel already got rid of. Let's finish this section, and then we'll go back to have one more point than what we said earlier. Amar lei, Rabbi Zeira the Rabbi Avo, v'yami le Rabbi Shlakas Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Gamliel beis Dino, hechi masi mevatli takanta b'sham beis Hillel. How did Rabbi Gamliel get rid of it? What, it was an earlier Beis Din enacted it? How'd they get rid of it? V'atznam, we know the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Idios, ein Beis Din yachol levatel divrei Beis Din chavero, elam kein gadol menu b'chach levabinyan. A later Beis Din can't knock out a din of a previous Beis Din. We discussed that length in the first parak in Beitza. Right, you can't knock it out. So how'd Rabbi Gamliel do this? Eshtamim kesha'achada, so he was wondrous. He stopped for a minute, and overlay, then he thought of the answer. Eimar kachis nu b'neim, it must be that there was an original t'nai. In the original din, Kalarosa Levatel, Yavov Yevatel. Even when Shammai and Hillel, Beshammai Hillel made the law, it must be they put an implicit din that if you ever want to be Mevatel it, a later Bezin would be allowed to. Says the Gemara, Dituhi? Really? It still doesn't work. Because you know what? The source for this halakha is not a Beshammai Beis Hillel, it's a din d'oraisa. Halakha Moshe B'Sinai. Damar Vasi Amar B'Yochanan Mishim Rav Nechunya Ish Bakas Beis Chorson. Eser Netios, Arava V'Nisach HaMayim. Halakha Moshe B'Sinai. Eser Netios, the allowance to water 10 little trees that were just planted up until Rosh Hashanah. That allowance is Halakha Moshe B'Sinai, meaning if you need an allowance, it must be that it's Aser. So you see, Halakha Moshe B'Sinai is already assuming that it's Aser up until Shemitah. Arava, right, going around with the Arava on Hoshana Rabba and Nisach HaMayim. That's all Halakha Moshe B'Sinai. So how could Rabbi Gamliel be mavatel it? So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak says Rabbi Yitzchak ki gemiri hilchas hashloshim yom lefnei Rosh Hashanah. The halacha Moshe B'Sinai is only for 30 days before. The asu hani tikkun mipesach u'miatzeres beisham yisrael added on already from Pesach and Shavuos. The asnu bidit too, and then they made it tonight about that extension of the extension. Kol haroz levatel yavo v'yavatel. Period. But the month is still a month. So at this point we have to stop here. But that the month is still a month. We'll have to see how the last month got knocked out. But just to go back to one point earlier. And then we'll continue from this point to Hashem tomorrow. And that is, what was the Hava Mina to get Malkus for this? What was the Pasuk? Bacharish v'katsir tishbos, that's an asay. You never get Malkus for an asay. Wait, this is according to a sheet that you're going to get Malkus for an asay. Right, so what type of Malkus are we talking about? So the Ritva quotes a Rashi that we don't have, remember? According to most, Rashi on Maseches Moikatan is not really Rashi. So the Ritva says, oh, it means Malkus Mardus. Malkus Mardus. Malkus Mardus. Malkus Mardus. That's the language of the Ritva. The Maritz Chayes can't fathom that Rashi really said this. Because he says the concept of Makadosu Ashetetzi Nafsho, where do we ever have that? If somebody is refusing to do something, and we're going to hate him until he does it. Gemara says, somebody's refusing to pay a loan. So we're going to hit him until he pays the loan. He's not sitting in the sukkah. We're going to hit him until he sits in the sukkah. So that's the language of Achitese Nasho. But the Rabbanon ever giving Malkus for punishing, for something that's already done, you're never going to be more chomer than the daraisa of 39 lashes. So the Maritz Chayes says, to say Machnas Ashtesi Nafsho here, where it was already done, so he planted during Tosefes. That language, it doesn't make sense, says the Maritz Chayes. Aval lo Ashtesi Nafsho, de lo matzinu rak bekofin al kumbasei, vitzarech iyun gadol. Tzarech iyun gadol, I don't know how some Rishonim used that lashon in this context. Either way, so how do you answer the question? Why would you get Malkus? So Tosis has a beautiful answer, expanded upon by others, and that is, maybe the Pasuk, the Asay, is just being Megale that Shemitah starts early. It's not a separate din. You get Malkus, there's a Los Asays during Shemitah. The Pasuk is being Megale that Shemitah doesn't start Rosh Hashanah. Shemitah starts before Rosh Hashanah. That's the Hava Mina, that you get Malkus based on this regular Pasuk of Isurei Shemitah. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but Hashem, we'll start again, but Hashem, next time with Vahani Hilchus, a couple lines up.